Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Comtegame. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking, wait, I can file my taxes for free?
Millennial Money with Shauna Comtegame. It will expand your brain.
So more than half of Americans admit that tax time stresses them out. I don't know if it's your first time filing taxes or your fifth time or your 10th time or whatever number it is filing taxes. It just always is a stressful process. And I think that, you know, it's sort of like we feel the weight of it, right? Like this is official business. And if we mess this up, like, we're going to be in trouble somehow. I know that was certainly the first time I filed my taxes. I thought, oh my gosh, like, what if I check the wrong box or the wrong blank and like they come after me? And then, you know, it was just like this horror story that kind of erupted in my head. But if you're one of the 7.8 million Americans that are working multiple jobs, which a lot of us are, right? We have side hustles, we have our regular job. If we're entrepreneur, maybe we have like five different jobs. You may just have this real fear of filing or potentially making a costly mistake. I think that's another common thing that I hear a lot from listeners is, what if I make a mistake? You know, again, or is that like horror movie going to start playing? Or am I going to get like a knock on my door in the middle of the night and guys in like dark suits are going to show up and kind of like escort me away? But it's not true, right? You can make a mistake and it's okay to make a mistake, but there are some awesome resources to help you not make a mistake. So the good news is that for 72% of filers who may not realize it, free and easy help to file your taxes is available. And I feel like we don't talk about this enough because, you know, everyone kind of thinks that filing your taxes is expensive or it's going to be expensive. And, you know, I just think it's great that there are some amazing resources out there that really are free and easy. So on this podcast episode, we have full-time students Grace Lawton and United Way's Matt Aliberti, who are going to provide some information on how you can get the help that you may need to file your taxes for free with a service called My Free Taxes, of course, right? And I just love that this service is out there. If you made under $64,000 in 2016, you can use My Free Taxes. And they're going to share a little bit about My Free Taxes, how it works. Matt is the expert, and he's going to share some tips on deductions and, you know, things that you should be thinking about. And then Grace, being a student, she's kind of going to give the millennial perspective of, you know, the process that she went through filing her taxes with My Free Taxes and, you know, how she kind of like just blew past the fear. So check out this interview. If you've not filed your taxes yet and you do meet the requirements, I really suggest you use this service because it's free, right? Which is great. But it's also really easy to use. And there's a lot of help there to help you kind of navigate and, you know, potentially not make a mistake or help you avoid making a mistake or help you correct a mistake if you did make a mistake. So again, I know we're kind of in the last few minutes here of tax time. Taxes are due by April 18th this year. But if you haven't filed your taxes, I've put the link in the show notes. So please head over there, check them out, and get your taxes filed. All right. I'm so excited to have Matt and Grace join me on the podcast to talk all about taxes. So thank you both for being our guest.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Awesome. So Matt, you're the expert, and I kind of want to start with you. You know, a lot of the listeners, they may not know that you can actually get your taxes done for free. Can we just kind of start there? Tell me a little bit about how this works and what changes have been implemented to make it even safer to do your taxes online.
Great. Yes, you can do your taxes for free online, and we want more people to take advantage of this. So the main way that we're making this possible is through My Free Taxes. So website, just go to www.myfreetaxes.com. It's a partnership between United Way and H&R Block. And H&R Block, being one of the most trusted tax providers in the market, makes this a great partnership.
Sure,
It's available to anybody who earns less than $64,000. So that's a huge swath of people that are eligible for this resource. About 70% of American tax filers, about 100 million people.
Wow.
And My Free Taxes is the only free online tax product out there that's sponsored by a nonprofit. We just want people to take advantage of this. And it really goes to the core of what United Way does. United Way fights for the education, health, and financial stability of everybody in every community. And helping people save money on their taxes, maximize their refunds, and really taking control and understanding the tax filing process is what we do.
Awesome. And I'd assume, you know, that, I mean, I know the answer, but I'd love to hear your thoughts too, that filing your taxes online, it's totally safe, right? Entering your social security number, all your information, it's a safe way to file your taxes.
On our site, that's one of the main strengths that H&R Block brings to MyFreeTaxes.com is its safe, secure software. So it uses multiple layers of encryption and authentication to make sure that your data is safe and protected from unauthorized access. Even down to, it has some functionality where you can take a picture of your W-2 and it'll get uploaded automatically into the software and populated. It's amazing, but the way it does it through a secure app, so it doesn't get saved on your phone where your social security number could get exposed. Ah. It's all wrapped up in Block's secure software.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. So what about, I have kind of a broad range of listeners on the podcast in age range. What are some tips that you have for first-time filers who are a little, like, panicky to do this the first time?
Well, for one, it's not that intimidating, and Grace can give you some perspective in a bit, but it's more like an interview process that walks you through it rather than needing to memorize what's on the 1040 line 36 and Schedule A and all of those forms. So it's not as intimidating as you think. And as a first-time filer, you don't have to knock it out in one session.
Okay.
And you can come back, and we found that it takes less than an hour, so it's not this burdensome. I guess we grow up hearing our parents sitting around the table, spending all day doing their taxes.
Right. It's pulling really out their big. Hair, getting all frustrated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Awesome. Okay, so nothing to be afraid of, but what about, some of those people that have been filing, their taxes for a while and maybe just aren't, as familiar with deductions and different things like that, tax credits. Are there any common bits of advice that you give to millennials of different things maybe they should be aware of that maybe they're overlooking?
That's a good point. United Way, we actively promote things like the Earned Income Tax Credit and the Child Tax Credit. These are major tax credits that reduce the amount of taxes you pay. based on the number of kids you have and your household size. But the software automatically walks you through what you're eligible for, including if you're working multiple jobs. It'll walk you through each job, layer it together, and let you know what you're eligible and what you're not eligible for. For me, I bought a condo 2 years ago, and that's even if you've been filing your taxes on your own for years, all of a sudden, if you're a new homeowner, you may not use the standard deduction anymore. And that means you have to go to Schedule A. You can itemize your deduction, your mortgage interest, your charitable giving, all this new stuff that maximizes your refund.
Sure.
And all of those forms are built into the MyFree Taxes software.
Okay, so it will automatically sort of prompt you for, you know, kind of dummy proof almost, you know, to help you maximize those deductions and things so you don't overlook them.
Exactly, yes, and check your math while you're at it. So it's completely dummy proof.
Right. So even if you, like, let's say, because this is a big trend with millennials having kind of like a side hustle, so if you have a W-2 and maybe like a bunch of 1099s, you can incorporate those all together in a real kind of seamless way, right?
You can. Not all free tax software does that. MyFreeTaxes does. It's the premium software offered by H&R Block. So it's really well suited for those people with a side hustle, a few 1099s on the side that can all get rolled in. And you can generally upload those forms automatically to make it fast and easy.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah. So, Grace, you're a millennial who have used, you know, this software. Can you tell me a little bit about kind of the process and how it worked for you?
Yeah. So, all I did was log on to myfreetaxes.com, and for me, I had already done this last year, so it saved all my information from my previous job, so I wasn't having to go and type all that information again and again. But it didn't save any of that secure information that, you know, I would want to keep to myself. So I did have to enter that in, but it made me feel it actually made me feel more secure about me being able to do that, but still having all the, like, the address of my job and
right.
all that sort of basic information down, which was super nice. And I was able to just complete it within an hour pretty much. And it was great.
Wow. Super easy. That's fast.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what about you? Any tips that you have for kind of your millennial peers that are, you know, fearful or scared they're going to hit the wrong box or, you know, this whole process, any tips that you have from your perspective?
Well, luckily, so like, it's again, super easy and it'll walk you through the steps. So you don't have to know, oh gosh, I need to know this information. You can go in with just having your W-2 sitting in front of you. And even if you are missing one and have to type one back in later, it's super easy to just log back in and type in that extra information. So you're not fretting about having to refile your taxes. And I had a lot of questions because my mom had been helping me last time. So I was able to just follow these instructions. And if I did have a question, a box would pop up with where and what to look for on the W-2s or what information I needed. So it would automatically kind of like predict my steps. So it kind of knew where I was going or what I should, you know, be typing in or boxes that I need to be checking, which is thinking about all that stuff for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I know the first few times I filed my tax return, I felt like a hero, you know, like I'd won the Olympics or whatever. Like, I did it, you know?
Definitely. For sure.
Yeah. And
that's a great feeling to have.
Exactly.
Especially being like a college student with a part-time job. It's like, oh, sweet. I got it done, you know, ready to go. Ready to get my refund.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you feel like you've like made another step in the adult world.
Yeah.
Very cool. So for each of you, I'll start with Matt. And then, you know, if you have anything else to add, Grace, to it, go for it. But are there any other kind of functions of MyFreeTaxes that people should know about?
Yeah, and there is and a big fear to not worry about. MyFree Taxes lets you file your federal and your state taxes, including up to 3 state returns for free.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you've moved in the past year, that means you may have to pay or file taxes in 2 states. That all gets rolled into the software. So it's free and it knows all the state returns also and all the quirks and deductions and credits in those states, and it's maximizing those also. So that's a great benefit here, and it's a huge pain having to figure out multiple state tax forms as you go.
Yeah, for sure, so, right? Not something you want to have in the memory memory filing.
Right.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Anything else, Grace, you have to add about MyFree Taxes or about doing your taxes in general?
Well, I would just say I was nervous because this is the first time I was doing it alone. But with this program, MyFree Taxes, it made it just super easy and super like user friendly. So I didn't have to worry about being prepared, as they would say, or like I don't have to worry about finding someone to file my taxes. So if I don't have those resources, it's easy to just, you know, use a public library or my own laptop or my phone or even my tablet to just log on and file these.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, Matt, where can people go for more information? I know we're kind of like down to the last few days here to get this all completed, but where can people go to find out more information and, you know, log on to file if they fit the criteria?
So the one place to go is www.myfreetaxes.com. From there, you can get program information. You just click file for free and get started. And I should note, once you start, we offer a free helpline that supports you along the way. So if you have a question, you get stuck, you don't know what it means by earned income tax credit, you can call this toll-free line, which has IRS-trained operators who will walk you through it. That also, you can also ask via email or chat. So start it all off at myfreetaxes.com. You can start it online on your computer, come back on your cell phone, and the helpline can guide you along the way if you need anything.
That's awesome. Well, thank you both so much for taking some time to chat about this. Grace, like a huge high five for you for doing this all on your own.
Thank you.
Yes. And I thank you both for sharing this information. I know it's definitely going to, you know, hopefully reach a lot of people who fit in this criteria and did not know that this was available to them.
For sure. I'm glad I can help.
Yeah. Thanks again. The word out.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.